episode 2725, Your Hands Tell the Story of Your Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Did you hear the knock? The knock on your heart? God is calling you to rise up because He has got something extraordinary planned for you every single day He gives you breath. Your hands tell the story of your life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. What you think might not make a difference in the world really usually is the opposite. Don't discount the work of your hands. Your hands tell the story of your life. I think back when Jesus rose from the dead and went back to his disciples, they were a little startled, wouldn't you be? If you saw the Lord coming to you and you knew he promised he was coming back, but there was still that earthly question mark in your head. I mean, that's our logic. Now, Thomas wasn't there at first, but he made a statement. It goes something like this. Now, Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands in his side, I will not believe it." That's John 20, verse 25. Sometimes we just don't believe what God has done in us and through us. And Thomas was one who needed to see with his own eyes and feel with his own hands. You could say maybe he was a little doubtful. You've probably heard of his nickname, Doubting Thomas. He wasn't one who did believe very easily, and I think sometimes we can relate to that. We question God, "You're putting this on my heart, Lord, but I don't have the resources. I don't think I have what it takes to do what you're calling me to do. This nudge that you're giving within me that I've had for the last 30 years, do you really want me to do that?" Thomas was one who needed to see with his own eyes and feel with his hands. And so a week later at the house, Jesus stood among the disciples and Thomas was there. Then he said to Thomas, this is Jesus speaking, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." In order to believe, you have to see with your own hands. You know, God's got you exactly where you're supposed to be. And yes, that includes the challenges and the chaos. But one thing you must understand, He hasn't left you alone. And He has prepared a way for you to use your hands. Live life with your hands open. I can't help but think that's how God created the earth. I don't know how you picture Him. Do you picture Him on a throne? Do you picture Him on the clouds? Maybe you don't have a visual picture in your head. Sometimes it's hard for our little earthly brains to really wrap our logic around that. But I believe God has never closed His hands to you or to me. He loves us with His hands open. He created this earth with His hands open. We too need to do the same as we live here on earth. And at times, though, you can be a little more cautious, right, and fearful. You question your actions and thoughts. You wonder why you are where you are at the moment. If you were to live more like Jesus, do you think your days would look different? Most definitely, because you see with a heavenly lens. God's intention for our hands is to use them for good. The hand is the visible part of the brain, which is connected to the heart. May your actions, words, and thoughts be lived through your hands. You know, when you look at your hands, what story are they telling you? Do you look at them and say, "Oh my gosh, do you see all those wrinkles? Do you see the veins? My gosh, they're popping out everywhere. Or wait, they're so fat. I don't like them. Oh, my nails never grow. They look horrible. My rings don't fit right. My watch looks funny. I need a bigger watch because my hands are so big. What do you tell yourself when you look at your hands? I know when God sees your hands, He sees beauty. He sees the markings of a life well lived. If you're living it His way, not your way. So when you look at your hands, what story are they telling you? Maybe you see some scars and wounds that have healed over time. Maybe your hands might feel a little rough to the touch on one side, yet smooth on the other. You might even have broken a few fingers or lost one. Your hands tell the story of your life. So don't hide what's meant to be a blessing to others, what's meant to be seen. Use your hands to serve those around you and to care for yourself. Be ready to jump into action when called upon. And when you rise every day, thank the Lord for what He will do through your hands. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.